So our listener Jenna is stuck with a stubborn bride that she's dealing with, and what she believes is going to be a terrible mistake. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, Jenna says, hi, Ben and Kelly. My soon-to-be sister-in-law called and asked me for a favor.
Okay.
She wants to dye her hair from brunette to platinum blonde the night before her wedding day.
Oh.
Apparently, my brother has a thing for Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? Her heart's in the right place.
Anyway, her plan is to surprise him as she walks down the aisle. She wants me and my sisters to help her do it since she's never dyed her hair before.
Oh, gosh.
All of those who know about this surprise are trying to talk her out of it, since there's a million things that could go wrong when you start dyeing hair. Mm. I'm not enthusiastic about this plan because I don't want to be held responsible if this girl's hair doesn't turn out like exactly like how she imagined.
Mm.
Is there a compromise here? I've even tried suggesting a wig. Is there something I'm missing? Should I tell my brother, even though she made us swear we'd keep it a secret? The wedding is coming up, so help.
I think the bride's heart is in the right place.
Oh, of course
yes.
It is.
You know what? I want to do something fun.
Yes.
Yes. Like, how? Like, can't you just? There's got to be a way to convince her to wear a wig. Like, you've got to be able to just say, hey, this is where you want to go.
Yes.
Do the wig.
Do we go down the wormhole, look up online hair dyeing disasters, and just send her all these horror stories of people's hair that, like, fell out if they did it wrong? Because it sounds like she doesn't want to go to a salon to a professional. She's, like, wanting to do it at home.
Like her...
Like, help me, let's go buy
sister-in-law's
some Clairol
or whatever. Yeah, exactly.
And just do it ourselves, and it's going to be amazing.
My sister's hair turned green when she was in high school, I want to say.
Okay.
She dyed her hair.
This is an example.
I want to say she was going more blonde because she's kind of like a sandy, like brunette sort of blonde.
Okay.
And I think she was wanting to go more blonde. And,
and
all I remember is that
brunette,
it turned out
that's going to be a
green.
Drastic change. And I feel like, first of all, a professional needs to be handling that. Second of all, is that the kind of risk you want to take
the night before your wedding?
So there's no time to troubleshoot if it doesn't turn out as you imagined. I like the wig idea. There are amazing looking wigs that look like the real thing that she could do.
Yeah, we've got to figure out a way to give her the words to tell her wig is the way to go.
Or we say, listen, Halloween coming up this year. Dress as Sabrina Carpenter for Halloween.
That'll be your little treat to your husband.
Exactly.
Your new husband.
Exactly. But you could do the whole full-on outfit.
It's so funny. We're getting texts from a bunch of people, but Jamie's one of them and says, I'm a hairstylist. And no!
Yeah.
Give her my number. I'll tell her all the reasons this is a bad idea. She won't be blonde. She'll be orange, brassy.
She'll don't shirt out like Chapel Roan instead of Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, I feel like yes. We need to get all of our hairstyling professionals together.
I mean,
to barrage this woman, like, listen, we love what you're trying to do. The meaning behind it. You're trying to give your groom
something fun,
exciting,
yeah.
And fun.
Maybe show that there's a different side of you that's fun and carefree and playful.
Great.
I get it. I get
Let's
it.
Let's save
I get
that
it.
For Halloween
or the wedding night.
Or,
hey.
Okay. And then, or, you know, on the honeymoon or something, you know, you're on your honeymoon, go to a salon, get that done there, whatevs.
Okay, all right, 502-795-1997. A couple different things. One, send us a voice note, call us, text us, if you have tried to do this exact thing and what happened. Meaning, dye your hair from dark to blonde.
Right.
Not like on your wedding night trying to do this.
Mesa for me town, though, the husband's valid. Sabrina's a baddie.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that are like, who doesn't have a thing for Sabrina Carpenter? Right. Okay, I get it.
Maybe the risk, though, is what we're worried about in it not turning out the way that she's envisioning.
All right, so I think we're collectively thinking and all screaming into a void, no, 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 don't do it.
Yes.
So give us the story as to why this is a bad idea.
We need to compile all of these.
And then, and so we
so
can.
So that Jenna has some ammo to take with her and say, listen, I'm just, these pictures are going to be forever.
Yeah.
And listen, we don't need orange. We don't need green.
Yeah. We just don't need you to do anything drastic.
We don't need, exactly, because then what if you don't like the way it looks on you?
Yeah, we've got to convince her to do a wig. Anyways, 502-795-1997. We'll take some of your stories coming up on 99.7 DJX. All right, so our listener Jenna is in a situation on 99.7 DJX where she has been tasked by her future sister-in-law to dye her hair blonde the night before the wedding to surprise her brother, a.k.a. the groom-to-be.
From brunette.
From brunette, because he's got a thing for Sabrina Carpenter.
So Tony the Welder said, went through an M&M phase. Like many men of my generation, first try was orange from brown. Second try was orange to blonde. I like Kelly's idea of doing a honeymoon spa switch. It has to be done by a professional. I said, yeah, maybe wait till the honeymoon. Do it at a spa professional. He says, I have class pictures in orange.
Yeah, Trina rolls in on text and says, number one, who doesn't have a thing for Sabrina Carpenter?
Sure,
LOL.
Sure.
But don't tell your brother. And as a retired makeup artist who did wedding makeups, 70% of my clientele, do not do it yourself. Go to a professional or wear wigs.
Yes, everybody is saying it's a long process. You can't make that kind of change overnight with just one dye job. It's a process over time. You have to do it. Otherwise, you'll fry your hair.
Lexi.
The wig, do the wig. It'll be so cute, so hot, and then she can take it off and be like, hey, I forget her name, blah, 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 again. And then when she puts the wig on, I was like, hey, I'm Sabrina. Oh, my goodness. Like, what are we going to do? You know, it's like this fun, like, little play around thing, and it's going to be from the wedding night, which is also so fun.
That's what a lot of people were like, hey, do it, do the wig on the wedding night. Have a little fun there.
Yes.
A little cosplay, a little fun. Sure.
That's better. Francis, tell her no, I'm a stylist. The first thing I do is manage expectations. Platinum tapes multiple visits for almost everyone. There's no way to guarantee she's going to get what she wants. Don't bend. Sometimes we need to be saved
from
ourselves.
Palmer said, I have dark brown hair, tried to go blonde once.
Oh no.
I looked like Carrot Top.
Oh,
you poor thing. Oh, no.
Oh, Chrissy, circa 1976, my dad let a stylist convince him to get a perm 6 weeks before my parents' wedding.
Oh.
Let's just say my mom wasn't happy. I'm lucky to even be here. His hair was still quite wavy in their wedding photos.
Now, Jim is
the only person
that says you're not being fair. We need reasons. It's a good idea. It might turn out great and make him happier than ever that his wife is willing to try that for him.
Yes. However, Jim, we're looking at all the evidence from the professionals that do this for a living and know how the process works. And they all say, full stop, no! No! Not the night before your wedding.
I mean, you need to just say, like, if she literally won't budge, you need to just say, I'm out. Can't do it. I can't be a part of this.
Yep, nope.
Can't be a part of this.
What are you going to do if it does turn out green, orange, falls out?
Brass.
Any of those things can happen. Like, you do the wig, and then you'll know what you look like in
I think
and then you can make it permanent over the time, the process it will take with a professional.
Now, Jenna, I know wigs can be expensive if you get good ones. Right.
Sure.
So maybe you and the other bridesmaids
pool your money
and get a good wig.
Yeah.
Name it Sabrina.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And present it to her and say, hey, let's try this on.
Yes.
Just don't even give her don't even say you should do this. Go
right.
Do it.
Because she may look at herself and be like, nope, not what I envisioned.
Or she should go, oh wow, this is nice.
Okay, great. Then
this
she'll know.
Nice.
Then she'll want to go and do that later permanently when she has time to invest several visits with a professional.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I think we need to make her listen to all of this. There's a podcast.
Jenna, we need.
Make her listen to all of it.
We need you to just go ahead and send us her number and let us talk to her.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
Please let us follow up with you.
And again, I love the reason why she wants to do it. That's great.
Sure.
And I think her husband-to-be will appreciate that, too.
The effort.
But she's got to think about, okay, these are the pictures and the video that we're going to be looking at for the rest of our married life. Are you sure you've never done that to your look before?
And this is the time you want to do it.
Yep.
This is the time you want to do it.
In your wedding photos.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Definitely keep us posted. We want to know what happens.
Yes, because guess what? He ultimately asked you to marry him, not Sabrina.
Yeah, several people pointing that out.
Yes.
So. All right. All right. Thanks. That's group therapy.